Happy Monday, everybody. Sherm here, the crazy Asian. Hope you're having a fantastic now, the moment that you listen to this. It's Motivation Monday time, and I want to jump all in on recapping Atomic Habits to a certain extent on how that affects our motivation. And so one of the awesome things that he recaps in the book by James Clear, Atomic Habits, is how we can create the habits that we want, and at the same time, we can create the habits that we don't want. And those sometimes happen by accident. Other times they're built by design. So if you think about someone that smokes, they started smoking, and unfortunately, though, over time, they started creating habits that they probably don't even know exist because they haven't tried to quit smoking. A lot of times you start noticing the habits and how you've created habits, how you're motivated, or you can actually get demotivated by changing your habits or changing certain things within those habits. So let's jump into the different steps that he has. But before we go any further, let's first hear a word from our sponsor. All right, everybody, here we go with the four areas to either create a habit or to break it. So the first part is what he refers to as the cue. The second part is the craving. The third part is the response. And finally, the fourth is the reward. So if we look at it from the standpoint of the cue, is what's causing you to have a specific craving. And then after you have that craving, what is your response to that craving? And then finally, what is the reward that's there? So let's look at the habit of someone smoking. The cue is, he uses an example of a woman that she's a smoker, but she has a tendency to smoke often when she is horseback riding. Didn't know it wasn't even a cue. Just was something that she had done. And so she quit smoking. She didn't horseback ride for almost a decade and a half. So about 15, 20 years. And then she's out. She decides to go for a ride. And all of a sudden, this craving to smoke cigarettes is now in front of her. And she hasn't craved a cigarette in years. She realizes then she has a cue that when she horseback rides, the craving is to smoke a cigarette. The third response then is the response. Does she decide to smoke a cigarette? And then the reward then, of course, when she did smoke was the reward, of course, of the nicotine and the cigarette itself. So for her, horseback riding became the cue. The craving then was smoking cigarettes. The response was that she would have a cigarette. And then finally, the reward would be just the satisfaction of that nicotine and tobacco cigarette into her lungs. So as you think about what you're doing on this Motivation Monday, what are your habits telling for you? Because motivation and inspiration can only take us so far. After a while, we need our habits to really lead us towards what we want. And so for some people that want to create a good habit of, let's say, being a morning person, being someone that is executing certain things at specific times, you want to be able to create that habit of constantly getting things done. And so if, let's say, for example, you want to be able to make sure that you're getting things accomplished, let's say in communicating effectively in your email, you might have the first thing that you do when you get to the office then is open up your emails and respond only to the immediate ones that need a response for that morning. And then you can set up some notifications from particular people. You can be able to have it go to different settings, so that way the emails go to specific email folders, or you could be checking it at specific times of the day, so that way you don't get too far away. And so if you're looking to be an effective communicator via your email, you can check it in the morning once you get there. You can check it at noon. You can check it at 3 o'clock, and you can check it before you leave for the day at around 5:30. And that might allow you to start creating the habit to do that. So if we look at that habit, the cue then would be anytime that you look at your, when you look at your laptop, you might want to bring out the email icon. You might want to have your emails up. And so right when you log in, there it is. So that becomes the cue. The cue is when you're looking at your laptop. The next is you might want to, what's the craving that you're trying to create? You're going to create the craving of responding effectively to people's emails. The third then is, what is your response? Well, my response then is that I'm going to sit down, I'm going to respond promptly to people's emails. And then finally, the reward is having the satisfaction knowing that I'm an effective communicator. It's understanding, though, that certain things are going to take a level of time. It's not going to happen instantaneously. It's going to require you to be able to have these habits go for quite some time in order to break it down into simpler bites. Also, one of the rewarding things that he talks about is taking those ultimate results that you want, like let's say losing weight, getting down 20 pounds. So instead of weighing 205 pounds, you want to weigh 185 pounds. So the ultimate goal is to get down to 185. So what are the different habits you can start creating now to eventually to make sure that you have the response that you want that eventually leads to that reward? Now remember, some of these habits might take many years to accomplish. So each of us, when we look at our motivation for Monday, need to ultimately look at our habits. What is causing you to be excited for the day or not? A lot of people have a tendency to have poor Sunday night habits, thus they're tired come Monday morning. So it really doesn't matter that it's necessarily that it's Monday, it's just that they have a poor habit of staying up too late on Sunday that makes them groggy, makes them tired, that emotionally feels more defeating come that Monday. The other one is they might have set up their Friday for a more busy than normal day. So for example, a lot of times people, they have a tendency to check out on Friday, not completing tasks. They leave tasks uncompleted. And so maybe the cue should be is recognizing that you need to be able to close out Friday properly in order for you to have a much better Monday. The cue might be is going to bed earlier, on a Sunday night in order to feel more refreshed come that Monday. And so it's when we start looking at these different things, the different cues in our lives that are leading to different cravings, and then ultimately what our response to those cravings are, and then ultimately that reward. So again, think about what's actually motivating you, whether it's truly truly a habit, or it's what you're surrounding yourself with. So again, in that car ride to the office, could you be listening to something that's a little more motivating, getting you excited for the Monday instead of lamenting that you're having to go into work? Even though, again, for most people, they enjoy what they do. Actually, I'd say for the average person, I'd say they don't enjoy what they do. They're just trying to make ends meet. They're just paying for bills. They're just working for a paycheck. When you start enjoying what you do and who you work with, that's when your mindset changes. That's when you enjoy what you're doing instead of lamenting what's happening. It's that enjoyment that leads to greater success. Sherm's out.